The Parliamentary Select Committee working on the Right to Information Bill has been meeting stakeholders in Accra. The Vice President of the GJA, Roland Afeomoni, has called for an independent commission to see to the implementation of the proposed law. This is contrary to Section 53, Clause 1 of the bill, which states that the Minister of Justice has ministerial responsibility for its implementation. We have on the line Vice President of GJA, Roland Afeomoni. Well, sir, this call follows that of the Ghana Coalition on the Right to Information Bill. Serious shortfalls have been outlined by this coalition. So this call by you buttresses that of the Ghana Coalition. What steps can you take apart from just calling for an independent commission?
You know, what has just ended at the National Theatre is a consultation process to fine-tune the bill before it is passed into law. And our position is that it's just not enough to have any bill, to pass any bill into law with all kinds of deformities. We all know that this proposal has been incubating for the past 10 years. The previous government attempted to pass it into law, but sadly enough, it could not do it before leaving office. And the present government also did promise that it will give it the highest priority when it has still power, but and it's getting to the twilight of its rule, and yet the law is yet out to indict the character of the minister who under the bill is supposed to the implementation of itself. We are not out to question the competence of the minister. Neither are we out to preempt the behavior of the minister. Our stand is clear that he's so overbending. There are so many things which are bothering his mind. There are so many things which are competing for the attention of the Minister of Justice. Besides, that special ministry lacks the capacity and also lacks the resources to see to the implementation of the bill. And we also foresee some bad difficulties in the implementation of the bill, for the simple reason that, or by virtue of the fact that the Justice Minister is an appointee of the government. So, whatever he does will be subjected to all kinds of interpretations or misinterpretations. Because we live in a country where every issue is refracted in partisan lenses. So, in order to insulate the ministry from all these difficulties, we believe the best way out is to establish an independent commission which will see to the implementation of this crucial, a very important right to information law.
Yes. Mr. Money, how do you see government responding to this call, since it's not the first call so far, and government appears to be a bit sensitive? The majority leader in parliament has made some statements about partisanship relating to the information bill. How do you see government responding?
I mean, this is the very essence of going around to tap people's ideas on or to crystallize ideas and how best to go about this thing. Because whatever position government has, I believe, should be subjected to amendment. Because we don't see this bill in the first place as a media specific bill. We see it as a people's bill, and anything in the supreme interest of the people needs to be pushed and pushed to this logical conclusion.
So what should we expect next after this fine-tuning procedure?
It calls for follow-up on the part of the media. It calls for the sharpening of our advocacy tools. This is not the terminal point of the consultation process. So from here, we need to follow up. We need to intensify our advocacy roles.
Thank you, Roland Afeomoni, Vice President of the GJA.